This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Washington, people are trying to get out of town for the traditional August recess for Congress and most of the federal establishment. One big thing that they may get done, though, first, is the energy bill that's been in the works since Bill Clinton was president. But most people really are talking about the president's pick for the Supreme Court, Judge John Roberts, and still talking about Karl Rove, the presidential strategist who's talked to reporters about a CIA agent. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, the talk in the Rove matter is now on a warning that the Justice Department gave the White House about destroying documents. What's the story there?
Well, that's right, Alex. The leak of the name of Valerie Plame happened back in July of 2003, about 2 years ago. And, of course, Valerie Plame is the wife of Joe Wilson, the former ambassador who'd been out undercutting the weapons of mass destruction justification for the invasion of Iraq. That's what this is really all about. And the CIA protested having one of its operatives outed and asked the Justice Department to investigate. And late September of 2003, the Justice Department notified the White House counsel, that's Alberto Gonzalez, that there would be a probe and that all relevant documents and records should be preserved. And then Al Gonzalez apparently called the chief of staff, Andy Card, that night. It was about 8:30 at night, and told him. But apparently no one else was officially notified until the next day.
Well, this same Alberto Gonzalez, of course, is now the Attorney General of the United States. But what if he called the Chief of Staff of the White House, wouldn't that be an official notification? Or is there some kind of form in which you send everybody a note and say, hey, you're on notice?
There is a formal notice that goes out to people, and in this case it went out the next day, and supposedly the only person who found out that same night was Andy Card. But if you're sensing conspiracy, if you're looking for a conspiracy here, and a lot of people are, you wonder who else might have gotten unofficial notice that first night so they could get rid of things before they officially knew they weren't supposed to.
Do we know that this makes a difference anywhere?
We don't. And it may be that no documents were destroyed. It may be that there were no documents anyone would have needed to destroy. But we now have two more topsider names involved in all this, both Andy Card and Mr. Gonzalez. And, of course, as you said, Gonzalez is now the Attorney General and a candidate for the next opening on the Supreme Court.
Wait, we already have one candidate for the existing opening on the Supreme Court.
That's right. One at a time. The president has chosen John Roberts, highly accomplished, blue chip, Harvard man, clerk for Chief Justice Rehnquist, $1 million a year appeals attorney in Washington, and then an appeals court judge himself for the last 2 years.
And what are you saying now about the odds on confirmation?
I think they're excellent, assuming nothing big emerges in the time between now and the hearings in September. One potential problem, of course, it lies in the Senate's desire to see a lot of memos that he wrote when he was a government attorney some years ago, but we'll have to see how that works itself out. That's been a sticking point between the White House and the Senate on other matters as well.
Yeah, and they've had these tussles over documents before. So where does it stand now?
Well, this is the sort of thing that that could bring the whole process to a side point and a big conflict over just that. And we've seen that sink an appeals court nomination in the last term, and we've seen it sink John Bolton, or at least stymie him, as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
And is he going to get this, recess appointment?
Well, the Senate will try again this week, perhaps to get a vote. I don't think they will get a vote, and so it's very likely the president will give him a recess appointment during the month of August.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. His political column, Watching Washington, runs every Monday on our website, npr.org.